Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Happy Thanksgiving. Remember to shop small. Today is shop small for small businesses around Western New York. Support them as they are the backbone of our economy. Good morning, and how are you? 803-0930 is our number. As we say good morning to a special guest joining us on the live line, Jim Dombrowski from Amherst. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Cortez. How are you doing?
Good, good. You can call me Dominic. It's
okay.
Pleasure for you to be able to be on the air to tell us your story. If you want to start from the beginning, you came down the stairs on June the 9th, and you found your basement flooded with raw sewage.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it was June 9th, and that was coincidentally less than a month after my wife and I got married, by the way. The sewer main in front of our home, which was the responsibility of the town to keep clear, backed up, and it caused a flood of raw sewage in our basement. This resulted in the damage and contamination of a significant portion of our property that
sure.
we kept stored down there, you know,
yeah.
including even irreplaceable pre-digital photos from, you know, from people who are
yeah.
no longer with us. You know, that was a real kick in the gut. It also resulted in bills from plumbers, a professional cleaning company. We had to stay at a hotel for 3 days because we didn't have use of toilets, sinks, showers. Had to take an unpaid week-long leave of absence from work to deal with this cleanup.
Yeah.
You know, I had to buy a whole bunch of replacement items and paint, wallpaper, stair treads.
Just terrible.
Yeah,
now,
oh,
what's
yeah.
is what's additionally distressing, I guess, is the response you got from the town. Now, in fairness, I did contact Brian Culpa, and the town attorneys are advising him not to speak about this, and I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
So just to put it out there that we did invite Amherst to be on as well with you today, and they declined because of the legal onset that is occurring here. But be that as it may, tell our listeners what exactly the town said to you.
Well, they sent us a claim form, and they told us to keep the receipts, pictures of the damage, and send it all in for reimbursement. And after everything we had to pay for, we sent in what was requested so an appraisal could be done. And so we waited and we waited and we waited. And I contacted the town several times, and I have the emails to prove it, to find out what was taking so long. And I was assured multiple times that things are progressing and we would receive a favorable resolution soon. And then more than 8 weeks later, we get a ridiculous rejection letter saying that it was our fault for not informing the town that there was a problem with the sewer. And I'm like, wait a minute. Number one, how would we know that there
right.
was a problem with the town sewer before it backed up?
Right.
You know, we're not psychic. We don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
I mean, are we supposed to lift up the manhole covers on a daily basis to check? And then, and number two, it is now quite obvious why the town sat on that claim for as long as they did. The postmark on that ridiculous rejection letter was well after the deadline for us to be able to even initiate a small claims case against the town. You know, it doesn't take 8 weeks to add up a few numbers, you know?
Mm. So the actual mechanics of what happened, I guess a plumber figured out exactly what made this sewage back in your basement. Can you tell us that?
Yes. A plumber from T-Mark was the one who figured it out. He was snaking it out, and he said, wait a minute, this goes all the way out to the street. So what the heck's going on? So he goes outside, goes down to the nearest manhole cover, lifts it up, and he sees that the sewer main is backed up really high. Goes to the next one, and it's low, so he identified where the clog was.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we called the town several times to get somebody out here to finally blow it out, and they did that finally on Sunday, which was, you know, 3 days after the clog was noticed. And then the water finally started to go down.
So the question is, how did this actually enter your basement, and you had floor drains that allowed this sewage to enter?
Yes, yes, and we had the drains now subsequently removed because
right.
the town told us, well, hey, this could happen again at some
right.
point. It's like, well, we're not dealing with this again.
Yeah. You know, you're not the first person to have this issue occur in the town of Amherst, and we had a caller several years ago who complained of virtually the same thing.
Wow.
But instead of coming up from drains, it came into a sump, which meant it was entering the groundwater, and there was a... you know, there was a lift station near his house that apparently had some overflow that got into the groundwater, and that would cause the sewage to come into his house. So a little bit different, but, you know, the end result was the same. So you've since now cleaned everything up. You spent about $9,000, I guess, total?
Around that, yes.
Yeah. So you're sitting now and you're waiting. What's your best guess as to how this is going to play out?
Well, I still have a couple options yet. I'm speaking with another lawyer on Monday. I don't expect the town to do the honorable and right thing, since they don't have—they don't seem to have a shred of integrity in this issue. So, I'm going to have to continue to pursue it on my end, and I will pursue it.
Yeah, I don't blame you, of course, and you know, in that it's clearly a system malfunction that caused this, and it just causes me concern and prompts me to have you on to make sure we send the warning to everyone. And you live in the Snyder area. This could happen to you if it happened to the Dombrowskis. If you have floor drains, you should be mindful of that. And you should be looking to plug those floor drains and make sure that you have an outlet for groundwater, which would be the sump. Now, you do have a sump system now as a result of this damage.
We do, yes.
Mm-hmm. So any other your neighbors have anything like this ever happen?
Yeah, our neighbors to the left of us had the same issue. I guess they did the same thing. They replaced the storm drains, but I don't know if they went after the town or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to certainly advise everyone who's listening to let us know if this has happened to you. And I think if it's a neighborhood issue, it needs to be addressed promptly. And, you know, the town certainly, Brian was willing to talk, but certainly the lawyers advised him not to at this time. But you keep in touch with us, Jim, and let us know how this plays out and what positive outcome hopefully results from this terrible incident.
I will certainly be sure to do that, Dominic.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Okay. So, yes, interesting dynamic there of a municipal failure that led to this raw sewage entering his home, and the town now basically saying, oh, well, which certainly I don't think is fair. But hopefully they will see the light and it will they'll be reimbursed for this expense. And again, if you live in that neighborhood in the Snyder, Kensington, Main Street area, you should be mindful of this possibly occurring to you, too. And if you have floor drains, I would move quickly to have those removed and a sump system put in to protect you and your family. 803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning. As we say good morning to our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals, talking about sanitizing a basement after raw sewage entered, prompting us certainly to think about how important it is to have clean indoor air, Peter, and you know, health effects from not only medical issues but sanitary issues are something to be very concerned about in your home.
Absolutely, yeah. By the way, thanks for having me on this Small Business Saturday, and it just once again, that's what gets everybody up in the morning early at Indoor Air Professionals. Is the fact that we can make a difference in people's health, you know, by doing a thorough duct cleaning, by providing a medical-grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, as well as the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, and, you know, getting the right humidity so there's less particulate floating. All those things lead to getting people healthy, off medication.
Exactly.
And all that. It's awesome.
I just couldn't imagine living in a home that had raw sewage in it and how you would ever feel that it was clean enough to ever, you know, re-enter that space.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's, yes. It takes some good, you know, powerful chemicals, and so many people reach for the bleach when they, you know, to try, and you really need to be careful. There's much better things that you can get that are based with quantitary ammonia, with hydrogen peroxide, all these things we use in the mold department of our, you know, mold remediation department, which goes through our commercial division at Indoor Air. But yeah, it's very specialized. So you don't want to be doing a job. They basically say if it's over 10 square feet of surface area, get some professional help.
There
and
you
we,
go.
We talk a lot of people through this. We say this is where you can buy this stuff, you know, to go to these supply houses and everything like that. And, you know, that I did the same thing with my, you know, in my son's basement. It's a 1900 house and it's a mess.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for the April air there.
803-0930. If you have a comment, a question, if you'd like to speak to Peter about having your ductwork cleaned or learning about medical grade air purifiers or high capacity dehumidifiers, that's our topic for the rest of the show. 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll free at 1-800-616-WBEN. During the week, you can email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out everything we do at Cortese Construction, all on our website. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made right here in Western New York. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Check us out online, or better than that, stop in 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. Love to have you come by and take a tour of our showroom. And how about this? How about coming to our cooking school, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School? Go to our website, cortese.net, drop down menu, Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, and pick the class for you. Or how about this? Pick a class to give as a gift for Christmas. Yes, we have gift certificate classes available as well. It's all at our website, cortese.net. Our next class is December the 4th, and we're traveling to Abruzzi. Our chef, of course, is Jerry Clemente from Cipollina Restaurant in Akron, and he does a wonderful job instructing you on dishes from the regions of Italy. So the next class, December the 4th, we're traveling to Abruzzi. Check it all out online at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Mary Jo Andreozzi Wood from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open till noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Ever feel like you're being sacked with copays at the doctor's office? Intercepted every time you fill a prescription? Medicare season's here, and the Financial Guys Insurance Agency will help you score a touchdown.
Touchdown!
Call to review your Medicare coverage before the clock hits zero. 866-TFG-MEDI. That's 866-834-6334. And remember, it's Medicare made easy with the Financial Guys.
Guys, right on, right on,
right on the money.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
Music is the gift that keeps on giving. This holiday season, stuff those stockings with the gift of music. Tickets are on sale now for these amazing Live Nation shows coming to the Darien Lake Amphitheater in 2024. June 22nd, Niall Horan. July 11th, Chris Stapleton. August 22nd, New Kids on the Block with Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff. September 12th, ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. Enjoy live music all year long and keep listening for more Live Nation shows coming to Rochester, Syracuse, and Buffalo.
It's the hottest time of the year at Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara with our Hot Gifts Giveaway. Join us Wednesdays at Fallsview Casino and Thursdays at Casino Niagara between 5 and 7 p.m. in November for your chance to win the hottest gifts of the season. Bonus! Swipe your Momentum card at the promotional kiosk for a chance to win 50 Momentum dollars. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com or CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Hot Gifts Giveaway at Fallsview Casino and Casino Niagara.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and this is my show. My friends come on, and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, football, and now basketball, too, though we don't really pay attention until later in the year and the absurdity that is our lives. Line etiquette at your local pharmacy, the current phase of the moon, the importance of talking to a human being on the phone, and most importantly, the power of a box of that. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as winter sets in, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right. Protect your investment. Transform your space without the fear of water damage, as we're talking about today. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup, and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or even laminate flooring, and they offer you unbeatable durability. And it's a breeze to keep clean. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Wow. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Here's the number. 716-715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla, GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Don't be afraid to care. 10:25 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortese, and we're talking with Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. At the top of the show, we spoke with Jim Dombrowski from Snyder, whose basement flooded with raw sewerage. And we're going to follow that story and keep you up to date as to what happens. Again, if you live in that neighborhood, Kensington and Maine, be mindful of the possibility that that could happen to you. A sewer backup into your basement. Certainly want to avoid that. Peter, as we talk about indoor air quality and cleanliness, keeping your ductwork clean, certainly, but there's other things that are important with purification of the air, that especially if you have health issues, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And this, we caught on to this in the early 90s, keeping in mind, we're celebrating our 30th year, of course. We were experimenting with the column nozzles in 1992 in my garage, but by 1994 we realized that good air purification systems were also important. And there's a lot of mystery in that, and now the internet is flooded with all kinds of really not very good quality air purifiers. In fact, you're aware you have one of the Healthway Deluxes. It's a portable that covers 1,200 square feet, and it's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filter. Well, how do you measure that? Well, we have the laser particle testers. Everybody that calls me, they get a text. It's a 20-second video. It shows me holding the laser particle counter. You watch it go from over a million ultrafine particles in a cubic feet of air down to zero. Mm-hmm. When I do that with a HEPA filter, it might get it down to 200,000, so there's a lot on the table. And by the way, that math comes from, we're able to filter out 0.007 micron particles as compared to 0.3 microns, which is the HEPA filter. For example, virus particles are very small. The coronavirus is 0.08 to 1.6. And if you were listening carefully, 0.3 bleeds a lot of that from 0.3 to 0.08 through there.
There you go. So, Yeah. Let's go to the phones in Lancaster. Al, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, Peter.
Hi,
Al. Everyone this morning.
Good. And you, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, I heard your show this morning, and I wanted to call in and share my experience with making sure my house was cleaned from a sanitation standpoint. I found myself, unfortunately, in the hospital last spring with a very serious illness with basically no immune system, and the doctors in the hospital told me I had to get the house pretty clean before they could release me to come home prior to the next stage of my treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to Indoor Air, chatted with one of their individuals on the phone. They put a program together for me. You know, I wanted to touch on that briefly because it's worked. The first thing they did was they did clean my ductwork. My house is about 30 years old, and sad to say, I've never had my ductwork cleaned, never really thought about it. They cleaned it, and I was in the hospital while this was going on, but my wife was, you know, giving me the minute-by-minute dissertation. And they showed us a photo of everything they pulled out of the ductwork.
Hmm.
It was quite embarrassing. Probably the most surprising thing out of it was, and never would have expected this, there was actually a dead bat as part of the stuff that came out of our ductwork. Now,
wow.
Again, this was 30 years of accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
But along with the ductwork, the hospital had pretty much insisted that we, you know, we get our carpets cleaned. They recommended air purifiers. And again, as part of the program, Indoor Air brought in their air cleaners. And we installed two of them, set them on the floor and plugged them in.
Right.
One in my bedroom where I spend half the day, and the other in our family room where I spend the other half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also had a gel, which I am familiar with prior. We had used it on we have an older boat, and it's supposed to kill the mold and mildew that might be in the air. And we'd had good success in the cabin of our boat.
Yeah, why don't you hold on? We'd like to hear the rest of this. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the WBEN.com newsroom, I'm Max Ferry. Here's what's happening. The South Buffalo Community Association kicks off their first annual South Buffalo Winterfest today with this year's Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday, celebrated on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, encourages communities to support local businesses and entrepreneurs while fostering economic growth within neighborhoods by welcoming all ages to enjoy while supporting their local businesses. From noon to 6 p.m., a number of businesses will be offering family-friendly activities, including Santa Claus, reindeer, crafts, and presents. The day kicks off at the Irish Center, followed by the Genesis Center at Shea's Seneca, then off to Castiglia's. A free trolley will be available for rides. Visit southbuffalo.org/small-business-saturday for more details. The holiday magic at the Hamburg Fairgrounds began Friday with the opening of the 2023 Fairgrounds Festival of Lights. In its 19th year, this Western New York holiday tradition returns with all new attractions and ticketing options. Attractions include the North Pole Experience, featuring visits with Santa, and a train display from the Western New York Garden and Railway Society, as well as Santa's Christmas Express train ride, an illuminated pixel show, Frosty's dance party, letters to Santa, and new cookie decorating workshops. You can find more details at www.fairgroundholidays.com. The FBI has wrapped up its investigation of the car crash on Wednesday at the Rainbow Bridge that killed two people on the U.S. side of the border crossing. It was around 5:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving when the Rainbow Bridge reopened to traffic after 53-year-old Kurt Villani and his wife, 53-year-old Monica Villani, both of Grand Island, perished in a high-speed crash that sent their vehicle through an intersection and into a median, launching the car through the air before slamming into a line of booths and exploding. It has been confirmed they were traveling from Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Officials found no evidence that the incident was any kind of terrorist attack, and neither Kurt or Monica were known to have any criminal history, nor were they on any government watch lists. The Niagara Falls Police Department is now handling the case as a traffic investigation. However, due to the complexity of the incident, police say the investigation will take some more time. From the WBEN.com newsroom, I'm Max Ferry.
Oh, Well, sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Remodel your bathroom. And we remodel bathrooms, of course, and we partner with the best companies out there, one of them being Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has offered beautiful, high-quality glass for your shower, your tub, as well as a custom mirror. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Or visit Twin City Glass life-size showroom in Willitser Park.
Neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things, for our planet. Thinking of having turkey for the holidays? Make sure to buy one that was humanely and ethically raised. One of the best options is to buy a turkey direct from a local farm. If that's not an option, look for turkeys that are labeled either USDA organic or certified humane. Be wary of terms like natural, cage-free, and no hormones, as these terms aren't regulated. When we each share our one thing, it becomes 100 things, 1,000 things, 1,000,000 things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Do you need a cemetery memorial for a departed loved one? Call the area's leading provider, the Stone Art Memorial Company, family owned and operated for more than 160 years. Stone Art delivers unrivaled quality and service. Our experienced, knowledgeable team will help you create a wonderful memorial to your loved one, from design through installation, ensuring that it's a fitting tribute and one that will stand the test of time. Learn more at stoneartmemorial.com or call 824-9278 for the Stone Art Memorial Company.
Hey there, it's former Buffalo Center Eric Wood. I know firsthand what it's like to suffer from plantar fasciitis. It felt like a constant pulling on the inside of my feet, making every step agonizing. I love playing pickleball now, but it used to aggravate my plantar fasciitis, causing the pain to flare up again and again. Even after retiring from the game, the pain never really went away. I tried just about everything to alleviate the pain, stretches, physical therapy, icing, activity modification, you name it, but nothing seemed to work until I walked into the Goodfeet store. Within just 30 minutes, I was walking out with Goodfeet arch supports in my shoes, and guess what? I haven't felt that awful pulling sensation in my feet since. Thanks to the Goodfeet store, I can enjoy life pain-free. No shots, no surgery, no medication, just relief. You do not have to live with the foot pain any longer. Visit the Goodfeet store today, Walden Avenue, inside the Target Plaza.
Those in the know, go Lenco, even for kitchen and bath design. Lenco Supplies offers Timberlake cabinetry for quality, style, value, and service that you can believe in. With their in-house kitchen and bath design service, Lenco can make Timberlake cabinets fit your personal preferences. Mention you heard Lenco and Timberlake cabinets on Hammer Time and get a free fleece-lined winter hat with your purchase of any amount. For nearly endless kitchen and bath cabinetry ideas and products, those in the know, go to Lenco.supplies. That's right, Lenco.supplies, or any of our Western New York locations. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
.10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, and happy Thanksgiving. And remember to shop small today as we celebrate Small Business Saturday. Peter Gordon on the live line, along with a caller from Lancaster, Al, who's sharing his health issues with us. And how are you feeling these days, Al?
We're doing great.
No, we are. Everything has worked out well for me, and like I said, we were able to ensure the house was in good shape for me to come home with a very poor immune system. But no, we're doing good, and I just really want to share that everything's worked out well, and there's no doubt we made the right decision with the products we used. And while we didn't use the that laser gauge Peter was mentioning to talk about, you know, the dust particles, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, our need to dust the furniture is tremendously reduced since we've added the air purifiers into the house.
That's amazing. So you are you a prisoner of your home now, Al, or can you get out at all?
The good news, as of last week, I have been released. The shackles were taken off, and I am now able to get out of the house.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah.
Great. So the air purifier has done the trick for you, as well as the duct cleaning.
Yeah, and I also, we did use another product called Canberra. It's a gel-type material that they the guys that cleaned the ductwork put in the furnace in the blower area. And it apparently has a microbiological ability to kill mold and mildew.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like I said, I used that on my boat, and the results were tremendous in the cabin.
Well, very good. Well, Al, I appreciate you sharing your story with us, and I wish you continued good health.
Yeah, Al, thank you so much for your kind words and your business, of course, and yeah, that's it's awesome that, you know, I'd love to hear, as we said at the beginning of the show, you know, these are the differences that get us up in the morning when we can make a difference in people's health. You can't put a price on that.
Amen. Thanks, Al.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you, because, again, you were there when we needed you to, you know, provide the service you did. And, you know, it's always the results that count, and the results have been very good.
Well, there you go.
Thanks again.
Yeah, it's so great to hear. Yeah.
Okay, Al. Thanks again for your call. Al's line now available for you at 803-0930 if you'd like to participate in the program. Let's travel to Holland and say good morning to Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're next. Frank, are you there? Frank going once? I hear something, but I don't think he's got the phone up. So I'll put you on hold there, Frank, and maybe Jerry can figure out what's going on. Let's go to Florida and say hello to Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic and Peter. Love the show. Been listening for years.
Well, that's great.
I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
First of all, I was formerly from Hamburg, New York, and I spent most of my life there. Moved down to Florida, it was about 3 years ago, so I'm calling myself a heat bird because I come up for a couple months in the summer, so I'm escaping the heat. I'm not a snowbird. We're
there you go.
Down here. So a little bit of history. 8 years ago, my wife had an intestinal transplant, and she was immune compromised, and obviously you have to keep your house clean. And I had seen a demonstration by Peter, and he was showing me the air purifier. And I'm kind of a skeptic and a little doubtful and everything, but before we brought her home from the hospital and whatnot, we needed to do something. And one of the things in my home, my daughter likes to cook some really exotic foods and whatnot. There was always kind of that odor. And, you know, in Western New York in the wintertime, you can't just open up the windows and whatnot. And Peter was saying that'll take care of that. So I bought into the program, and then he said, we need to have indoor air professionals clean your ducts. And I said, no, the house is only 6 years old. And he was talking about construction debris and, you know, just different things and whatnot. So he, you know, he's a pretty good salesman. He talked me into it. So indoor air professional came over, very impressed, very neat, clean people. They put the little booties on their feet and everything. They respect your home. And they started pulling stuff out of the ducts that I never would have expected. Cigarette butts. Nobody has ever smoked in the house.
Hmm.
Probably contractors. Construction debris. Drywall pieces. Drywall dust. And your typical dust. And there were a couple little critters and what, you know, in the ducts. And I was really surprised at how much, even after just 6 years. And I didn't realize there was a such thing as construction debris. So we were able to install the, I think they call it the Pro-V, the whole house purifier.
Yeah, it's a Super-V, Healthway Super-V.
The Super-V, and that was just prior to COVID. So my wife, being extremely immune compromised through COVID, no problem at all.
That's awesome.
Obviously, we didn't do a lot of traveling. We stayed at home because of her condition. But none of us got COVID. Everything was fine. But what really impressed me the most is all the cooking odors were gone.
Hmm. That's great.
It's like an extra bonus. Yeah.
How's your wife's health now?
She's having a difficult time. She spends more time in the hospital than she does at home.
Oh.
But for her situation, she's doing okay. We just brought her home for a rehab facility about a week ago.
Have you found the Florida climate as beneficial to her condition, or is it now different?
It's a lot better because we have a zero entrance home, first of all, mm-hmm. and she's able to get on her power wheelchair, and she's able to just get out. She's able to visit with the neighbors.
That's
and
awesome.
Socialize.
That's good.
Where in Hamburg, because of the snow, the cold, the ice, and whatnot, and because most of the neighbors were working, she didn't have that ability to be able to just socialize.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously the weather is more conducive for her. But my question now, I'm in the midst of getting a new air heat pump down here put in. And yep. I'm asking about if they can put I call it Pro-V, but whatever.
The Super-V, yeah. Pro-V.
The Super-V system in. And nobody down here has ever heard of it, and they're pushing this UV light, which I don't believe does much of anything. So
right.
The quandary I'm in is the ductwork down here. There's no metal ductwork. It's like a fibered board, and it has a like a fibered coating on it that's kind of like silver-based. And I don't know if I can put a Pro-V into something like that.
Yeah. No, there's no problem. What you would just take a picture of your air handling unit, and I can walk you through that, Paul, because I know you're very handy. But it's what you have is ductboard, and yeah, it's done for R value and sound attenuation. So it's a matter of just getting that box in there, and that will help your, you know, same thing. You'll get the same results, 0.007 microns. And yeah, there's no problem with that whatsoever. And if it doesn't fit, then you just got to get the portable, Healthway Deluxe, like I have, like Dominic has, and thousands of others. So either way, yeah, give me a call later on, and we'll shoot me some pictures, and I'll walk you through that.
All right, Paul.
You certainly can do that because we're going through the process, like I say, of getting the new heat pump put in. So we have a bunch of pictures. So
by the way, one other thing too, UV lighting, we sold some UV products in the 90s, and then but real science said that the air travels too fast at normal blower speed for heat and cool for it to have a significant kill ratio for the air. Now, what it does do is that the UV light is shining usually on a filter media or coils in the furnace. So that's the good part. But from that being the end all, it's not it. You're better off, like I said, the DFS technology throughout the Healthway line can't be beat for sure.
All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul.
I appreciate your expertise and your showdown.
Our best,
it's awesome.
Our best wishes to you and your wife.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in from Florida. Okay, that line is now open for you at 803-0930. It's 1046, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, from time to time, we enjoy having Peter on the air to get an in-depth discussion about the services of indoor air professionals, the duct cleaning, the medical-grade air purifiers, and the high-capacity April air dehumidifiers. And as an enticement of having him on the show, being that it's Small Business Saturday, we twist his arm for an extra special Hammer Time Radio discount for this Thanksgiving weekend. And what's it going to be, Peter?
Okay, and before, I don't want to forget this, but so many good points. So we'll get back to that and summarize that. But, okay, so first of all, this is, you won't hear this much. This is a one, this is good for the weekend only. And of course, I work on Sunday mornings. There's another radio show in Rochester that we do, the Home Repair Clinic. But, so you can reach me on my direct extension, even though it says the offices are closed if you call, but I'm working today until 7. So first of all, the biggie is duct cleaning. The Black Friday Small Business Saturday deal is 20% off. Okay. For duct cleaning. Mm-hmm. Now, and then the Healthway Portable Deluxe, which we mentioned a few times, covers 1,200 square feet. That's $350 off. The April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, once again, five times the drying power of your standard Chinese fire starter, and uses a third less energy. That unit is $300 off. And lastly, what Paul called in with the Whole House Super Healthway Super V. That is $500 off. So
oh, great.
That, but
all right, 683-3000 in the 716. 716-683-3000, and then add in Peter's extension, 303, and you'll get right to Peter's desk. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Looking for a job that'll feel more like a career you'll fall in love with? Join Odyssey. From the programming and on-air side if you're a music, sports, or news lover, to the business and sales side that makes everything tick, we need you on our team. Odyssey even offers an annual fellowship program where you can learn to hone your skills from true masters of their craft. Odyssey is more than a job. It's a career you'll fall in love with. Visit odyssey.com/careers, and maybe we'll see you around the office. That's odyssey.com/careers.
Hi, this is Bill Wildarczyk, CEO at Fox Run at Orchard Park. This is Jan Brunner, who moved to Fox Run with her husband, Jim, in July of 2018.
We love to have dinner at Fox Run because the food is so wonderful here and the staff is terrific. And we love to have lunch at Fox Run in the bistro because it's sort of like going to your own personal chef and telling them just what you want and they make it for you.
For more information, call 662-5001 or visit our website at foxrunorchardpark.com. Live life at Fox Run.
Go with your gut. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dinovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dinovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
That late fall smell and feel in the air can only mean one thing. It's time again for the West Her Black Friday sales event, the biggest sales event of the year at West Her Toyota in Williamsville or West Her Toyota in Orchard Park. North or south, these two dealerships have you covered with incredible deals on the beautiful new Toyota SUV you want, just in time for the weather ahead. Like a new 2023 Toyota RAV4 Prime Hybrid. It's a hybrid SUV and it has all-wheel drive, so it's the best of both worlds for Buffalo winters. There's great deals on all the new Toyotas at West Her Toyota, along with quality certified pre-owned Toyotas. So go see them all at West Her. Plus, during the West Her Black Friday sales event, we've set aside $50 million to buy vehicles. And whether you own or lease, we want yours. We need your vehicle. $50 million to spend, but when it's gone, it's gone. And the month is flying by. So don't wait. Right now, during the West Her Black Friday sales event at West Her Toyota in Orchard Park or West Her Toyota in Williamsville. Come see why we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a West Her Toyota.
Welcome to West Her, New York.
Well, pretty soon, Santa Claus is coming to town with his sled full of toys and 8 reindeer. And that's a lot of weight on your roof, right? Hey, it's Dominic here. And no one wants to have Santa get injured on your roof, right? So if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, Call the people that work year-round to fix them right. Call Ava Roofing. So while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, Ava offers the same superior service and value no matter the season with an expert foreman on your job. Here's the number, 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or you can go to avaroofing.com. Schedule your on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
.10:53 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, or if you'd like to chat with Peter before our show ends, we'd love to have you be part of the show. A texter's writing in, what was the name of the gel that Al put in his boat? It was Canberra gel. Canberra gel, known for its properties of helping rid of moisture-related issues and mildew problems. It's a great product, and the only problem I have with Canberra gel is it doesn't last. It doesn't last forever. You got to replace it, Peter.
Right. Yeah. Hey, before I forget, hats off to Jerry. Every song that he comes back from the break with is about breathing clean air.
There you go. Yeah.
He's Pink Floyd, and I forget. Oh my gosh, Jerry, great job.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So as we talk about at the top of the show, we spoke with Jim Dombrowski about his raw sewage entering his basement. Of course, the moisture related to that is a concern. Not to mention the sanitary conditions of having that. When we look to keep our basements dry, the April Air high capacity dehumidifier has that market cornered as being effective and complete, as well as safe to dehumidify your basement air.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the thing that people don't realize is there's what's called the stack effect. And if your basement is moist, then it's going to transfer to the upper floors.
Right.
And when you thoroughly dry, you know, with the high capacity, you set your whole house up for better, because more humidity will float more particulate. We know that people shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That's why you have to come back and clean your ductwork every 3 to 5 years, because dust is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. And so that is, I mean, as I said, it starts in your foundation in your basement. And it also, when you take the moisture out, you're taking out the potential growth of mold and bacteria.
You know, it's interesting, as Al pointed out, you know, 30 years of never even thinking about how important it is to clean your ductwork, and then certainly in his case, a health concern brought that front and center as being something that he had to focus on. And to realize after 30 years of what has collected in your ductwork, and the real essence of this is this out of sight, out of mind, component of what our ductwork is. I mean, it's a closed environment, sealed off from your vision, and the only way you can see in it is if you cut a hole in it to be able to see inside of it. And you know, likelihood of people doing that on their own is slim to none. And of course, you do that as part of the cleaning service. How important is it for people to be more mindful of the condition of their ductwork?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, we heard the two callers had extreme health conditions. But I'll tell you, so many people, you know, I say, do you have any sinus or allergies? No. And then we clean the ductwork thoroughly, and I get to that thoroughly. Brand new homes, you've got 25 to 35 subcontractors in there. There's no way to keep the systems clean. And, you know, all the construction debris, drywall dust, carpet fibers, we pull that out. By the way, both those customers had dead critters. One in every 10 homes out of 58,000 homes in 30 years, we find a dead mouse, bird, squirrel.
Sure.
As you say, it's
very easy. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So you get that thoroughly cleaned. And once again, you know, the unfortunate part about duct cleaning is, I'm going to just say this on the air, it's a giant scam in most cases, because there's roto brush $10,000 systems and $20,000 low-volume air tools. They say they're the same as the column, but it won't drive two jackhammers, you know, the same compressor. It will drive a nail gun or blow up tires. Those don't reach the sides or tops of the ductwork, and it can make a health situation worse. Or if you have no allergies or sinus, suddenly you clean 50% out, you stir stuff up, and more stuff blows out.
There you go. To Chictawaga we go. And John, good morning. You're on WEN.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, John.
I'm a microbiology major at Canisius, and I'm doing a paper, and I was just listening to the show offhand. Could you reference what source for that 50 million dead skin cells a day? I think I could work that into one of my theses. Where do you get that number?
Yeah, if you Google it, and that's a great question. I used to have a notebook with that, but now we don't, you know, we don't flip through a notebook in a presentation. But I think if you Google number of dead skin cells shed by average human, I've heard 600,000 a minute and 50 million a day. And, you know, none of that math all doesn't add up, but it's a whole lot more than we think.
I guess the point of it is that anything that we shed, you know, I mean, you think about it, you probably lose some hair here and there too off the top of your head during the day. But anything that we shed has to go somewhere, and with the airflow in the ductwork, it's likely going to settle in there, which is really where it could collect and over the years build up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I will Google that, too, after the show. And, But, hey, Dominic, you mentioned about calling 683-3000 in extension 303. So if you call after hours or even during the day, you just hit 303. You don't have to listen to any prompts.
Okay.
And that's the fastest way to get to me. And I forgot to mention, we have gift certificates, okay, and they're 20% off, too. So if you buy somebody a $500 gift certificate, which gets them a long way towards their duct cleaning or an air purifier or an April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, it's $400.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, we've enjoyed speaking with you this hour, Peter. Happy Thanksgiving. And
thank you.
Happy Small Business Saturday. Same to you. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. Go Bills.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.